each dimension has a name that we can easily proclaim. If we would further interact, we must devise the tesseract, a cube that turns its outsides in, spinning in imagination. And thus we have dimension four, the future and what came before. Three of space and one of time, our theory is still short of sublime. We have to make this leap again to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But they are curled up so very small, they've not been given names at all.